D'Shmaya, we're going to do a very interesting topic tonight in Simen Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud Ches. And this topic is one in which there's a lot of confusion. There are some chumras that are important to be aware of, but I think those chumras also lead some to make an important error. Every once in a while, a chumra could actually lead to not a kula, but actually an error in halacha if it's not dealt with properly. Zot the heilige mechaber shin yud ches yud ches peilfis vakadera sheviru mirutachim mealgabe ha'ur. If you have a pot that was removed from the fire, imlo nispashel kol tzarko, if the food has not been cooked, ein moitzin bekaf mehem, you can't take out the food with a spoon. Shenimtza megis, because it will turn out that you're doing hagasa. Hagasa is stirring. A little bit of background. The Gemara in Beitz on Daf Lamed Daled tells us that when it comes to meleches bishul, there are actually two stages of meleches bishul. And that is, let's say you have a case in which you have someone who put food onto the fire. So then in such a case, that person did bishul. If you had Reuven who put in the food, and then Shimon put in the spices, remember we learned spices might be subject to Bishul, and then Levi put in something else, and something else, something else, but it's sitting in a pot, not on the fire, and then comes along Binyamin, and Binyamin puts it on the fire, so Binyamin was over Isser Bishul. What happens if Chetzron then comes along, and he stirs the pot? So comes along the Gemara in Beitza, and the Gemara's Beitza says that you're going to be chayav for Hagasa as well. Not only is Bishul the act of putting it on the fire, but also someone who stirs. Rashi and Yud Ches and Shabbos tells us that himself is a form of cooking. It's memaher, it seems, according to Rashi, the Bishul, and that would also be an Isur Daraisa. Now, the Rambam is mashma. The Rambam speaks about putting in a magrefa into a pot, and the Rambam doesn't talk about stirring. He says you put in magrefa to say take something out. He and other Rishonim, Beis Yosef quotes, I think a Rajba, seem to say that not only is hagasa stirring, but even when you put something in to scoop out, that would also qualify as stirring. That's our halacha that we're learning over here. Imlon is bashel kol tzarko, back into the holy words of the Mechaber. Imlon is bashel kol tzarko, if it hasn't been entirely cooked, ein moitzin bekaf mehem. The halacha is that you can't take out with the spoon. Shenimtza megis, because it turns out that you're stirring. V'ika mishum evasha. Him is bashel kol tzarko, mutter. But if it's entirely cooked, then it's going to be mutter. Sounds good, right? Rabosai, so far so good. Havana, beautiful. Zok de heilige Rama from the Marivail. Ulechat chila yesh li zoher af bikdera b'chol inyan. He says, ulechat chila, you should be careful with the kdera b'chol inyan. So what does he mean, bikdera b'chol inyan? Be careful bikdera. Didn't the Mechaber tell you to be careful? So what it seems from the Marivail, even though it's not 100% mukhrach, if you look up the Darkei Moshe, it seems that the Marivail is saying the following, that even if it's mevushal kol tzarko, you shouldn't scoop out. Even if it's entirely cooked, you shouldn't scoop out. What's the obvious question that we're going to see on both pages of the Mishnah Berurah, on 276 and 277? What's the problem? If it's mevushal kol tzarko, why should it be a problem? The only time we have this chumrah, that is mashma from the Rambam, that taking out is considered like hagasa, is if it's not mevushal kol tzarko. But once mevushal kol tzarko, shouldn't be subject to bishul. This is what the Mishnah Berurah asks. Take a look in Kuf Yud Zayin. Va'ayin ba'achroinim, deloy nehigin lahachmer v'zeh, three lines from the bottom. The be'emes ha'ikar kemoshe kasanu v'tchila. The mevushal kol tzarko afil lehegis mutter. It should be even permissible to stir. Va'arotza lahachmer yachmer ba'agosa mamish. He says, but if you want to be machmer, you should be machmir for stirring. Question is why? But he says, stirring, maybe there's room to be machmir. Even if it's called tzarko. Avalahotzi bekaf. But to scoop out, ein lahachmir klal in a special called tzarko, ve'ein ala ish. You don't have to be machmir if it's in a special called tzarko. What's that?
Is he concerned like there are pieces that just maybe aren't cooked? Oh,
very good, very good, very good. That the pshat might be that there are pieces that aren't entirely cooked inside. One can learn that way. What you just said what you just said, let's see if we see that in the Mefarshim. The Mishnah Berurah comes back to this issue on the next page, on 277, as I said before. He says, Ubeis Yosef, first word in line is Kol Shein B'Bishulo, by Kuf Mem Ches. Ubeis Yosef Kasa B'Shem HaKolbo, the Kishi Ala Eish, Chayiv Ba'Gosa Mamash. If it's on the fire, then it's considered Hagasa. And there's some who suggest what you just said. And the suggestion is that when it comes to some, when it comes to some that's Mevushal called Sarko, the chshash is that you think it's Mevushal called Sarko. Maybe there's something, that's what you meant to say, that maybe there's something inside that hasn't been entirely cooked. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, I asked him this question, why this should be. If you take a look in Sharetzin Kuf Lamed Vav, he also asks, he quotes the Kolbo, that the Kolbo was Machmir, and the Kolbo said it could even be a Chiyav Chatas when it's Ala Eish, and the Kolbo seems to be talking also when it's Mavusho called Sarko. So Rav Nevin Sal told me a pshat a little bit different than yours. And from Rashi and Yud Ches might be, your pshat is definitely a good pshat. Rav Nevin Sal had a different take. And that is, we said from the Gemara and Beitza, the Gemara says, one person put it down to cook, and then another person stirred. From the Mashmos of the Gemara, one could argue, I'm adding words to what my Rebbe said. He always answers in less than 10 words. But adding words to what he said is that the following din. You could have something that's entirely cooked, and it's mamish entirely cooked. But if you stir it, you'll make it even better cooked. Dainu. That if you left it on the fire like this, it won't get any better, and it'll just start burning. But if you stir it, it's going to make it better. Now, it could be that everything was Mavushal called Sarkel. The whole thing was Mavushal called Sarkel inside of the pot. But by stirring, it seems for that Gemara and Beitza, is another level of Bishul. Hence, there are some who are Machmir. But how does the Mishnah Berurah come out?
That's the favorite in the Gemara. It says,
is Aser. Right. No, so that Beferish in Gemara, the Bach points out, is that that case of Mitztamik V'yofilo is one of two possibilities. The Pashtus of the Gemara, except according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Pashtus of that Gemara is that we're talking about the Chshash Hashem Yichata B'Gacholim. We're not talking about Bishul. There is, however, there is a Rabbeinu Yonah that says what you said, that even applies to Bishul. But that Rabbeinu Yonah is only talking about something that was cold, that you're heating up, and you're being mevashel. What I'm talking about is something that's hot. Something that's already hot, then it wouldn't apply. It's a good kasha, but that's the answer. Okay, so coming back over here, so let's look back in the Mishnah Berurah in terms of getting halacha l'maaseh. So we have Rav Nevin Sal's pshat, we have other pshatim, Jacob's pshat, We have different pshatim. But now let's come back to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Avalahotzi bikaf, on the last line in 276, Avalahotzi bikaf, ein lahachmir kla. But to take out with a spoon, you shouldn't be machmir at all. Now on to kuflamites, the top line. Binispashal called sarko ve'ein aleish. If it's nispashal called sarko, and it's not on the fire. So from here, Simcha Bunim Kohn points out, correctly so, and being medayik in the Mishnah Berurah, that would seem that the Mishnah Berurah was only mako to take out when it's off the fire. But on the fire is mashma is machmir. Now we don't understand why, unless we say Rav Nevin Sal's pshat, and you have to combine the chumrah of those rishonim who say that scooping out is considered hagasa, and then somehow you would say that you're machmir. If it's ala esh, we have to be choshish, that's another level of bishul. It's a chidush agabi chidush. The Beis Yosef is mefurish lahakel. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Kuf Yud Gimel. He says, "Ubin espashel kol tzarko." One line into Kuf Yud Gimel, afilu omed agabi aur. Even if it's sitting on top of the fire, mutal hotzi bekaf. Came Asher Beis Yosef. Avol be El Yerabah masik diesh lesser. The El Yerabah found a kolbo that's machmir, even if it's mevushal kol tzarko. But the Beis Yosef says our svara, and this is the Baal Shulchan Aruch says our svara that at the end of the day, if it's mevushal kol tzarko, you have to be machmir. So the Mishnah Berurah is a chumrah. Mishnah Berurah is a chumrah. But he does say not to scoop out. Kach kosuv in the Shabbos home bar of Simcha Bunim Kohn, an excellent sefer. I have one ha'ara. For sure, Hamachmir Tavol of Bracha, like the Elio Rabba, Beferish against the Beis Yosef. And for sure, the Vahamekil, somebody is makil to take out. Lo yimcha, you shouldn't protest. He has a beferish beis Yosef. He has a beferish beis Yosef to rely on. Only ha'or I have is the following. Chalant on Friday night. Chalant on Friday night. What should you do? You want to take out the chalant on Friday night. So first of all, is there a mitzvah to eat chalant on Friday night? I don't know if there's any mitzvah to eat chalant on Friday night. What do they say? A good bacher has chalant on Thursday night, Friday night, Shabbos morning. And a good husband has chalant Shabbos morning, Matzai Shabbos, and Sunday night. Sometimes even a very good husband will have a Monday night too. So at the end of the day, by the way, the single guys don't really appreciate. Mirz Hashem, you should be zocha to appreciate it. So there's no mitzvah even for a bachur or for a married for a husband. There's really no mitzvah to have chalant on Friday. Okay, maybe there's some type of onig Shabbos v'chulei. It gets boys to come to the Beis Medrash and learn, etc., etc. So how do you take out the chalant? So I heard people say, you can't scoop out the chalant. Why? Because even if it's mavushal kol tzarko, you have the kolbo. And the mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah is machmir. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you wouldn't be able to take it out. The kach pasa, if it's on the fire, that's right. You can't take, oh, the kach pasa, berav simcha bonim kon. That's what he says. Oh, so what's the eitzah? Take it off the fire. If you take it off the fire, then it's going to be fine. Lenias daiti. This is a chumrah that could come lidei bishul daraisa. Dainu. What happens if the cholent is not mavushal kol tzarko? If the cholent is not mavushal kol tzarko, then that was the iser daraisa and the mahadrin of bishul. There's no greater bishul than taking a pot that's not on the fire, that's not fully cooked, and putting it back on the fire. So here's an example of where you have a chumrah in the Mishnah Berurah, where if someone follows the chumrah in the Mishnah Berurah without knowing all the halacha, and I saw it with my own eyes, or I heard of cases like this, that they learned in a seminary, they learned that you're not allowed to scoop it out, and the eitzah was given was then to take it off the fire, and then they were over bishul daraisa. So lani is daiti. For sure, the best thing would be not to take out chalant on Friday night. If it's a case where you have a suffix at all, that's mavushal kotzar. You have a slight suffix, because for the Mishnah Berurah, you're not supposed to take out when it's on the fire. To take it off the fire, so then you have a chashash, a suffix daraisa, to put it back on the fire. My chavrusa made this point, Ravami Merzel. It's a very, very important, it's a very, very good point. However, at the same time, if a person's family, there are many people whose families weren't machmer for this Mishnah Berurah. So then one should know that they're not violating an Isur Daraisa. They're violating the Chumrah of the Kolbo. The Chumrah of the Kolbo. Beferish and Shulchan Aruch it's Mutter. Or the other option is if they know 100% that's Mevushal Kol Tzarka. If you know it's 100% Mevushal Kol Tzarka, then you can take it off. L'may Nafka Mila or early Friday. In early Friday, you had a late mishmar, right? You had a late mishmar, you're up late, you davened 8:30, you come home, you put up the chalant at 10:15, right? How does it work? And the wife is at work and the husband, it's mamish, we're in Mitzrayim, right? So then in such a case, the husband puts up the chalant. He puts it up at 10:15 in the morning. Comes 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night, even 9 o'clock at night. Are you sure that the chalant is fully cooked? It's mamish mevushul kol tzarko. Not so poshut at all. So then in such a case, then either don't have the chalant at all, or l'niyas daiti, in such a case where there's a suffix, there's yesh al mi lismoch to take out from the top. I would recommend not to put the ladle fully in, just to put it on the top, and that would be the best way to take out the chalant. Of course, l'chatchila, the mahadrin is, the onik Shabbos, would be Rav Nissim Karelitz in the Sugi of Salt says that sometimes having the chalant that doesn't taste as good with the salt, the Onik Shabbos is a hamachmir taval of bracha, maybe to not have the chalant at all. But if those who in their family they did take out from the fire, they should know that it always that the Beis Yosef paskin that way, v'chulei, it's a chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah based on the kolbo that was inspired by the Elia Rabbah, but the Mishnah Berurah himself quotes the Beis Yosef who holds its mutter, that one could rely, can rely on that if that's the minig of one's family, but not chas v'chalila to take a new chumrah that in the end will bring to Bishul Doraisa.